The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You always come down at the last minute like the Prince
and wait
of
half
Egypt,
an hour. And then wait for half an hour.
Like, why don't you just use your hands and help us?
No.
Why no?
I'm not working class.
With Trish. Perfect. That's it. We have the intro song. Done.
Welcome back to another episode of Sheena.
Two of us plus one make it look like we have a company. 2 + 1 makes LLC.
Except one of us just shows up at the last minute and doesn't want to help and then complains that he has to wait for 5 seconds.
The same one that has a paint can, winter boots, and a toque, and
that
a
is
camera
such
on the wall
news.
Behind them.
This is such old news. You keep talking about the same paint can. I'm still waiting for the painter to come.
Yet you had time to go to Home Depot or wherever and buy 15 other things.
No, I returned everything.
No. Yeah. Oh, where's that dying dog you returned?
Gone.
Him?
Gone.
I was growing attached to that mutt.
No, everything's gone. I kept one, this thing.
The churro you
thing,
kept, the box, and the golden banana.
That's it. Nice. Everything else went
the
back.
The pillows you're keeping or
yeah,
you're
I like
chucking
the
them?
No, I like the pillows. The pillows
okay.
are nice.
Okay. Why are you sitting so uncomfortably today?
No, I'm comfortable now.
You look like you're holding something in.
I do.
Yeah.
Like what?
I don't know. Something like you ate something for lunch and you're just waiting to finish this episode so you can go do something. Please don't have one of those moments
Wait.
Over here again.
Why? I thought I looked really nice today.
You look nice. Your positioning, your body language is saying like you're expecting a poopsie. So sorry. Bad chipotle.
That's not at all how I feel. I'm just a little like cramped in here with this microphone.
You're sitting on one sofa
yeah.
that's 95% vacant yeah. and you've stuck yourself in a corner with a microphone.
What is the issue here? Why didn't you come down 15 minutes before this and help us like read?
I don't do that. I told you already.
Since when? Says
I've
who?
Never done that.
I know, but why can't you? Like
I'm
instead of
capable.
Coming here and telling me all the things you don't like about how we did it.
That's my gift.
No,
my
it's
words.
Not a gift.
Do people log in to watch videos of me assembling furniture or they listen for what I have to say?
They're
do I
here...
look like the guy that takes off his shirt and cuts wood in half and
do
doesn't
I?
Know how to speak?
Do I?
What?
Look like
chop
that
wood?
Guy?
No, but this is what you do. You go and you buy, you paint walls and stuff. I don't
oh
do that.
Oh my God. That's just because necessity is the mother of invention.
Like, I was fine when it was concrete walls and we were sitting here in the dark.
No, you were not fine.
I mean, the numbers are better now that you do it, but this is all I do. I complain about things. That's
yeah,
a system.
You can't do that. You have to actually be... Did you take my water?
No.
That's my water.
Come and get it. You can't. You choked yourself with a microphone.
Give me my water.
You can watch me drink it.
It's not even water.
No, it's got some... I don't know.
It's
Pedialyte in it.
No, just for the record, it's for lactation.
You're laughing because you were drinking a lactation milk?
Because it's good for hair growth, but it's also good for lactation.
It doesn't bother me.
You're drinking a
I'm very secure.
Okay. Can you give me my water back?
No. I'll lactate.
Heck. You drank it all.
Yes.
Why did you drink it all?
I don't know, but I'm feeling very sensitive. Is it cold in here? My deep pools are showing. Don't tell anyone that.
Okay.
Anyway. So what are we talking about today?
Moving on.
Oh.
What?
Very serious topic.
Okay.
For listeners.
Oh.
You rascals are not following our show.
I know.
Someone got very upset with us. They said, what? 85% of the people that listen to you don't know that they can subscribe and follow your show.
Well, we tell them every week.
No, we
don't. We tell you guys every single week.
You say it. They don't listen to you. Let me try.
Okay.
I'm not pointing at anything. I'm looking at you straight in the eye, you useless bugger. There's a stupid button on the side that you press so people stop yelling at us so we can keep doing this.
It's right here.
It's not there. Point. That's a stupid churro. Go find it. It's your computer. We don't have to tell you where the button is.
Yeah, and
just
subscribe.
Press the button.
Subscribe
and there's a bell.
To our channel.
I don't know why there's a bell. I don't know what it does.
Turn on notifications.
Okay, notify yourselves.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all.
Are you
Move
done
on.
Yelling yeah, at I'm our done. Listeners and yeah. viewers?
Yeah. I think we just lost 1,000 people.
But
it felt good.
It did.
Yeah.
Because you got yelled at? So you wanted to yell at somebody?
No.
Then?
I think my breast is growing. So I don't even have to do push-ups. I can just drink your boob juice every day and we'll be fine. And my hair will look nicer.
I got it at a mother's conference. It's supposed to give you energy. It's supposed to help with lactation and it's supposed to help your hair grow.
They just put all those things. The same powder is sold at men's conventions.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you been?
Yeah. It's the same thing.
A boob thing.
No, it's not for boob. They just changed what you want. Makes you funnier, makes your barbecues better, and it makes you run faster.
What's in it?
Huh?
Same thing that's in it.
Same. All words you cannot read. You can't read what's in that.
I think it was like a lot of natural stuff.
Like what?
Like water.
Like milk of mother?
No.
Like what makes you lactate? There's no such thing.
It's what? Fenugreek.
For Greeks?
Fenugreek.
Fenugreek. You're not Greek. It's not going to work for you.
Fenugreek.
Who is that?
No, it's a spice.
Okay.
It's yellow mustard seeds.
Why don't you just bite that?
You can, but they're bitter.
So what?
So
that... Commit. If you want milk, it's for your child. Eat a bitter
I
thing.
Actually don't want milk because I'm not I don't need to lactate.
Can you do it if you're not? If you don't even have kids, can you
no.
drink this juice and all of a sudden start squirting everywhere?
No.
It's like a superpower.
No.
Would you pick that as a superpower?
No.
Why?
That
like Spider-Man have webs. You can have milk.
Then what? Just be like...
You could like drown people.
No, you cannot. No.
This is the superpower. What do you mean you cannot? You can make up your own superpower.
But you'd have to like... Expose yourself.
No, you can cut some tiny holes.
No.
So what would be your superpower then?
It would not be lactation.
Okay, what would it be?
Invisibility, I think.
Such a common one.
What would yours
be? Pick something
be?
That nobody has.
Like
I would pick hyperspeed with just my left foot.
No, I wouldn't pick
so
just
So I can
my
create
left
tornadoes foot. By just running really fast with one leg.
I would pick... Hyperspeed with both my feet.
No, that everyone has that.
Not everybody
it's the
has
Flash,
that.
The Flash, Superman, they all have this thing.
Okay.
You need to pick something unique that nobody has.
Mm. So anyway.
Is there an episode today?
Yeah.
What is it?
Today.
You said you were very excited. You had something.
I did have something.
Okay.
I wanted to talk about stuff that we wish we knew before we got married.
I wish I knew you were a liar.
I'm not a liar.
Yeah, you're a liar.
What?
We had a deal
okay.
before we got married with respect to how one can hold someone's head while they're sleeping. So I would, if you were laying down facing away from me, I would wrap my arm around your head
and suffocate
tuck my hand under your head, leaving ample space for breathing.
No.
And you said, oh, I can't wait for this to be the rest of our lives. Then we got married and you ripped my wrist out and you threw my hand.
I did not.
Yeah. And that was an
I just said you cannot
surprise.
Sleep by suffocating me all night long. It's just not comfortable.
Dabbers for life.
It's not comfortable at
yeah,
all.
Yeah, but you didn't think about that when you wanted the ring. When you got the ring, then all of a sudden all the truths came out.
I wish before I got married that I was going to understand how many times I had to just listen to nonsense and keep my mouth shut.
How do you keep your mouth shut ever?
Yes, I do.
You do? So the stuff you say that you regret later, that stuff you actually tried to hold in, but it just came out. I really all this
That's
time
when
thought
I'm really angry.
I really, really thought, and I've forgiven you, that you just have no inhibition when it comes to when you're angry. You just say things that you, I don't even hold it against you. I'm like, oh, if I ever said what's on my mind right now, this would be going a very different way. Listen, but you just say it and you're just like, I own it. But I didn't realize that's like, that's what you're not holding back and you're still holding other stuff back. No. That means you're like a real mean, mean if you're angry.
That is so not nice. Because
you say a single mean stuff.
When's
you're
the
angry.
Last time I said a mean thing to you?
Oh, not. It's not that you do it all the time.
Yeah.
I'm just saying when it happens, so I'm always like, ooh, that's a flamer. No, no. I restrain so much.
So do I.
No, I don't think you do.
Yes, I do.
Okay. For the benefit of the people,
yeah.
Next time we get into a real
You're
like,
not gonna
bad
film
argument,
me.
No, I'm not going to film it. Write down what I say and I'll write down what you say.
No.
And we'll come read it on the show.
The thing is, I think, okay, here's another thing I wish I knew before we got married.
That's not, I never said that. That's, you're making shit up now.
You know, the thing about marriage is sometimes one person is in a bad mood.
Yeah.
The other person can't get sucked into this person's bad mood.
Okay.
And I think that we understood that later on in life. Like, I think it took us a few years to understand that if you are in a bad mood or if you're in a bad mood and I can maintain like my good mood or my neutral mood.
Yeah.
Instead of getting sucked down.
Yeah.
The relationship stays above water.
Okay.
If you're in a bad mood and I allow this to suck me down, the relationship dips underwater.
Okay.
And vice versa. So if I'm in a bad mood, I drop here, and you're able to maintain yourself up here, then we can stay above water. And if you get sucked in, we go down.
Yeah.
And we go down together.
How do you pull the other one out? I just tell you, I know you're in a bad mood, but I'm in a good mood. So don't worry about it.
You do that now, but sometimes you get sucked in too.
Yeah. And I tell you, what the hell's wrong with you? What did I do to deserve you?
That's
but not in
true.
A good way, in a bad
That's
way.
That's not true either.
We should say those words.
What did I do to deserve you?
I don't deserve this. When you're in a bad mood, it's easy though.
Yeah.
I can smell it.
You cannot smell it.
You can smell it.
Mood.
It's like pheromones. No. You smell like a ripe guava, but like the soft one. You don't want to eat it anymore. Like one bite might be okay. The other bites, don't eat that. Flies are coming.
That's so
Do I have
rude.
A smell? Do I have a bad mood smell?
No, there's no such thing as a bad mood smell.
I just told you.
No, that's not a thing.
Yeah, rotten guava. But like ripe to rotten. Like you're not sure.
That is rude.
What?
It's really rude.
Why is it rude?
Because I don't have a smell.
No, not now. You're fine now. Yesterday. Rotten
Nobody
guava.
Wants to be called rotten guava smell.
I know. That's why I should be in a better mood. But if okay. you're in a bad mood, that's how you smell. I can't help it.
Here's an example of me just saying okay.
Yeah.
And listening to all kinds of nonsense.
But if you're not as secure with your relationship and you don't want to come close to divorce with these tactics.
Yeah.
I have another system for you.
Which is what?
Party hats.
What?
I saw this somewhere. I think it's fascinating.
What is the thing?
When anyone is screaming, you yell party hat.
Okay.
Either of the two can yell party hat, and you both have to wear birthday caps and continue the argument.
That's cool.
Yeah, good luck trying to argue with someone on their birthday.
Yeah.
And you each get one of those things. If someone says anything wrong, you do. Wrong. I know. That's one
I
of my...
bet that would get really annoying really fast.
Do you think you could argue with someone wearing a hat?
We should try.
We should try. And if you see something really annoying, I'll lift your cap and let it go. And you'll get snapped.
The bottom.
Yeah, pull the bottom.
Why is it always me in your scenario that says something really...
Who else do you want me to argue with?
If you say something really dumb,
so
I'll
you
snap
have to say it.
It.
I'm not going to say if I say something dumb, I'll snap myself. Kind of a dummy move is that?
Okay, fine. We can try that.
I wish I knew how different you would feel if you were making money.
Mm.
I would have got you a job at the 7-Eleven I would have got you a job as a newspaper delivery person, as a home waxing consultant, as a guava freshener. I don't care. Whatever it is, because it is unfortunate that notwithstanding my best efforts to make our lives completely equal, it still mattered to you.
Yeah. I think I needed to be home. Like, I think for our family, I needed to be home and not working. But I do...
You could have worked 2 hours a week. It's less about... We didn't need the... It's not the financial impact. I mean, look at us now. We're in debt because of your job. You spend way more than you make. But we're happier. So it's fine.
It's a question of feeling...
You think that belt was free?
It's a question of feeling purpose. It's a question of... And I think I had... Like, I had purpose when I was home with the kids, but... We definitely got to a point where I was consumed by that one thing, and there was this part of my purpose that wasn't feeling fulfilled.
Are you doing all these things for people who watch with the volume off? Because your sign language, you just said, I'm milking an ox in sign language.
Yeah, sure.
So don't do that. People don't know what you're saying.
I did not even do this.
You know what that is?
Okay, so you wish you knew how much it meant to me to work.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wish you knew that. I don't think any of us knew that.
No.
You discovered it later.
Mm-hmm. But I think I wanted to work.
It's not whether you wanted to. Yeah. Yes, it's good that you wanted to.
I wasn't able to work.
We didn't realize. I mean, look, some people just don't have any marketable skills. And you have to develop them over time. That's okay.
That's not what I mean.
Oh.
At all. Yeah,
the green card you married for wasn't still in the mail.
Exactly.
We've already gone over that.
Exactly. But I do feel like sometimes people don't realize how much purpose is fulfilled by like getting up and having a job and going to do something with their time and their day.
Yet, when we went to Japan, you were fighting people on the roads.
I was working
then. Still didn't feel that purpose.
I think I felt more purpose then than I did when we came back.
Yeah, but then you should have known.
Maybe it wasn't long enough.
1 year?
I don't know. I wasn't working the whole year.
I know. You got into so many street fights that kicked you out. Like, you know, you're absolutely not a role model for children. One time I fought a Japanese businessman in the park and the kindergarten fired me. Just one time. See, the reason I say so many obscene things is because when I slip in these truths about our lives, I don't want them to believe them. So that's the only way to do it. There's no way she's fighting men in a park at 7 a.m. on a bicycle.
I did not fight him.
Well, he fought you. You had nothing left. He kicked you in a fence. You lost. I would at least hope you'd stick your foot in his wheel. Something.
Oh my God.
You shamed our family name that day. Shamed us. Disappointing day.
Okay.
So what else did you wish you knew?
What do I wish I knew? I wish I knew that...
How funny I was.
I knew how funny you were.
You did?
Yeah. I knew how funny you were.
Okay.
I wish I knew...
How good looking I would get in my aging process.
No.
No. How good looking you would get in your aging process?
I knew that.
You knew that too? Okay.
No. What I wish I knew, I know that people say that marriage is a compromise.
Yeah.
But I wish I really understood that. There are certain things that you can be told, and there are certain things that you have to move through. And I think that this is one of those things you have to move through.
What?
You have to push and pull. Like when we got married, I remember saying, well, I want to have one holiday with your family and one holiday with my family. For example, this is like a really, really basic, broad example.
Yeah.
A lot of families fight about this, right? You say, I'm going to do this on this holiday, and then the next holiday we're going to do it with my family, and then we're going to be with your family. But there are things that come up that sometimes are, you know, it's going to mess up your equation. And it's okay to compromise sometimes and say, okay, I'm going to do this because this is what you really have. Like, you want this more than I want this. So I'm going to go with this because the overall joy of the family goes up. And I think that that's the goal. When you compromise these moments, the overall joy of the family keeps going up. And I think that that's always what should remain in your sights. Not he got his way, so now I have. It's not like an exact science. It's not an X equals Y. It's how do we get the number to keep going up?
I didn't even know we used to do 1111. That's how long ago it was. I didn't even know we had families. I haven't left this house in 14 years.
Are there people
out there that know me?
I think that somewhere along the way, our families also just became more of a unit.
Like more of a useless?
Unit.
Oh, unit.
Like one, you know, in the beginning, it's
like... You know, they listen. You can't call them useless.
I didn't call them useless. You called them useless. 100
listeners you have, 95 are related to you.
I'm very grateful for all 95 of them.
And the five of you who don't even have to listen.
But my point is, I think that somewhere along the way, we just learned to accommodate, like... If you had more of a desire to do something versus if I had more of a desire, it didn't matter about like the necessary equation.
I know when this happened. This shift happened.
When?
It happened when 1 year was your turn and I missed out on an opportunity to do something with my family side.
And
we all missed out.
And I feel sad. Like I feel like we needed to understand that shift. Like, yeah. I think that every family has to go through something like that. Like, I don't,
yeah.
I know you feel bad and I know you regret it, but I don't
feel bad.
I feel like these things, you have to move through them. You have to understand like, oh, maybe that was a choice that we should have made differently and learned for the next time.
That's the key. I don't feel bad. I feel like you learn from these things. Quick sidebar.
Yeah.
I went to the doctor today
for
my hernia post-op check.
Yeah.
Everything's fine.
Yeah.
Thank you for asking when I came home.
I did.
I'm set. Thank you for asking when I came home.
Okay.
On the operating table. Yes. That's another bad thing. What? I wish you could train your partner to not jump to conclusions. Well, that's my next point, but let me finish my sidebar.
Okay.
The surgeon told me on the operating table when I was out.
Yeah.
Somebody in the operating theater said, hey, I know who this is.
Shoot.
It's like, do you know who you're about to cut open?
Really?
Yeah. And he's like, no, who? And he goes.
They started pulling up your video.
No, they don't have phones in the operating theater.
Okay.
But essentially someone told him
that,
you know, we're online and whatever. And so he goes, oh, I'm glad everything went well. I got nervous for a second.
Yeah.
And I said, no, there's like. That's crazy, though.
Yeah.
So mainly people will recognize my wife because I try to hide.
Yeah.
And I explain to him why, etc. And he goes, oh, no, that's awesome.
Yeah.
My team has opened a TikTok and Instagram page for me. Can you help me? I was like, you should have told me before I just paid my bill, bro. Peace.
Wait, he just opened it now since?
I don't know.
That's funny.
They're trying. This is new marketing, right?
Yeah.
For doctors, for everyone.
Yeah.
It's social media is a piece that they never understood.
Yeah. And so on anyways, that note of marketing.
And I said, did you recognize me from what? Because the gown was open.
Oh, thought my God.
My previous life was coming back into existence. Oh, you showed everyone.
I did not show anybody anything. On that note.
Don't say a commercial.
Marketing.
I hate commercials. Oh, my God.
Let's take a break.
Okay,
for
who's
a word
the commercial?
From our sponsor.
Who is it?
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily.
Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Okay, let's get back to our episode. Okay.
So the other thing that you should try to avoid, which is almost impossible, is having the argument in your head.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you already know what the other person's going to say based on prior experience. And maybe 6, 7, 8, 9 times out of 10, you may be right. But then there's 1, 2, 3, 4 times out of 10 where you're wrong.
How can you be right 9 times out of 10 and wrong?
Depends on the time you're guessing, right? Okay. Like in this scenario, 9 out of 10 times you know what the person will say. In another scenario, it's less.
You tried to catch me. The math wasn't mathing.
It was mathing. Okay. When you played back, you'll see it was exact. It was 6, 7, 8, 9, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay.
Perfect math. It's okay. In post-production, you'll understand. But the issue is when you do that, that one time that you're wrong in making that assumption, you are going to just completely inflame the argument for no reason because you're jumping to conclusions. And if you're right, you still didn't prove anything. You just made the person shut down.
So I want to take this one step further.
Yeah.
When you're having an argument with your spouse, like it doesn't matter who's right or wrong.
You just can't say, it's not about who's right or wrong. Oh, I know you were going to do this, so I've already given you the penalty.
Yeah.
Like that's not a way to live your life. You cannot give consequences before something has actually happened.
Yeah.
Even if you expect that to have happened, at least have the decency to wait for it to happen before you punish the person for it.
Yeah.
Now, most people who are in relationships now listening to this know exactly what I'm talking about. Yeah. Doesn't matter if
you're... A lot of people, we all do it.
Yeah.
We all make those assumptions because we spend so much time with that person. So we know them. We know their habits. And we sort of make that jump. And like, oh, you normally do this. So I'm going to assume that you're going to do it again.
And then you get angry based on the assumption without the action actually taking place.
Yeah, we all do that.
And then the person may not even know how they were going to react.
Yeah.
And now they're presented with a situation where
they've already been punished for that crime.
So that's really insulting.
Yeah.
And then, and I can say that because I've done it to you, you've done it to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then if you actually pause and you look and you say, wait, that's actually not fair. The overall goal, if you can get there, is to just try to make the other person happy.
Yeah.
If you're both doing that.
So, but that was my point in saying that it doesn't matter who's winning the argument.
You just said it's raining in Orlando.
I did not.
Your sign language is so bad. At least take classes. You're saying such crazy things with your hands. Oh my God. Don't say that. That's not nice.
All I'm saying
possums don't eat spaghetti.
All I'm saying is it doesn't matter who's going to win the argument ultimately. And then this leads to my next point. Okay, so I discovered something.
Celery bat. Okay.
I discovered something very recently.
Yeah.
That it was a quote, a Hafiz quote.
Oh.
You know this Hafiz quote. Don't pretend like you don't know what you're talking. You know
pumpkin spice latte.
I don't know. I will mess up if I try to say it verbatim, but it's basically the sun gets up every day and shines. That's its job.
Where does it sleep?
It just goes around.
No. What century are you living in?
Listen to me. Listen to me. The sun shines every single day.
El sol está aquí.
It does not have any expectations of the earth. It does not have any expectations of anything else around it. It just gets up and shines every single day.
He made it so simple.
Yes.
The sun doesn't move, Hafiz. We go around. Sun is just there.
Yes.
Sun doesn't care if we show up or not.
Yes, the sun just continues to shine. So anyways, my point is, when I understood that, it changed a lot for me in terms of expectation. Like my
job. You think
job,
you're the sun?
Yes. In my world, I am the sun.
That's God's way of saying you best check yourself before you wreck yourself. You think the whole world revolves around you?
No. I'm just saying in my world.
You're the sun.
My job is to get up like the sun and just continue to shine. It's to do what I need to do and not have expectations of the other things around me.
Do you know?
What all does this mean?
All of the astronomers that listen to our show are kicking themselves now.
Why?
Because you're completely bastardizing the anatomy of the universe.
It has nothing to do with the anatomy of the universe.
You're like, I don't care. I don't want anything to revolve around me. I'm just the sun. And they're sitting there saying, that's the exact opposite of what the sun does.
That's not, no. You're missing the point.
Go with the moon.
No.
You're the moon.
No, I don't want to be the moon. I'm the sun.
You're the moon. You come sometimes. Sometimes you go. Sometimes in the morning you're there. I don't know why. Sometimes at night I can't see you. Sometimes you're looking at me like this. No. You're the moon. Very no. unpredictable. Every 28 days I freak out. The tides change. Everyone doesn't know why the water is receding. We are very confused. We're very scared. And then sometimes it's kind of there. Sometimes it's big and red. Ah. You're the moon. I think that's way better. Nobody understands what the hell's going on.
Okay, my last bit of advice. Yeah.
You're not the sun. The sun just sits over there quiet in the corner. That's really not your style. You come and go like a tornado.
Whatever life throws at you, just laugh. Like, I don't think I laughed as much when I first got married. I think I've learned to laugh along the way.
Yeah, as we got richer. No. I think as our problems became less, it was funnier. You hit my car, I'll buy another one. Remember when that was not funny?
It was never funny.
Now you're
funny.
Like, haha, just
no,
keep it.
No, it's not funny.
Take it. It's fine. I get another one. I can't believe you gave away that car because you don't want to find parking at the hospital. No valet, take the car. It's fine.
That's not true.
It's fine. I'm rich. I get another one. I love when you talk like that.
I've never said that. I've never said that.
You've never said it's fine. I'll get another one?
I've never said it's fine. I'm rich. I'll get another one. Never, ever, ever.
You should say that.
No, I'm not going
to
ever say
we should find
that.
Ways to say that where it's like very unusual to use something like that.
It's always unusual to say something like that.
No. Like if you're in a bathroom.
Yeah.
And you finish washing your hands. A lady beside you says, like, can I have a napkin? You like she's reaching. No, here, take mine. It's fine. I'm rich. I'll get another one. Just cause she'll go home and tell people. You won't believe what this lady told me today.
That's so weird.
You should do that.
It's never okay to say that to anyone.
Starbucks. Go do that.
Like, here's my coffee. Wait, I'm just getting one. No. Fine. I'm rich. I'll get another one.
When they do the orders.
Yeah.
Like, you see one that says someone else's name, but it's your what you want.
Yeah.
You take it.
Yeah.
And when the lady shows up, she's like, I'm Nancy.
Yeah.
Does that say Nancy? You're like, no, Nancy, you're rich. It's fine. You'll get another one. And you walk away.
That's
with her
so
drink.
Rude.
No. She'll say, oh, yeah, I am rich. I'll get another one. I think we should normalize rich people just... taking advantage
taking
of other people.
Taking what they
people.
Want?
Yeah.
No.
It's fine.
They already do that.
So who? You do that?
You know when somebody's driving their car?
Yeah.
And like they cut you off?
Yeah.
It's normally somebody in
you
an
just
expensive
go ram them.
Car. No, it's normally somebody in an expensive car that has that mindset. Like, it's fine. I'm rich. I deserve to be in the front.
Really?
Yeah.
Just hit them then.
Very frustrated.
Hit them.
No.
And be like, it's fine. I'm rich. I'll get another car.
No.
You keep this one. No?
On that note.
I'm very rich internally with joy.
Yes.
Sometimes.
Yes.
You're also mostly rich with joy.
Yes. This I will agree to.
Sometimes not.
Yes.
Depends.
Like everybody.
On what phase of the moon we're
in. Oh my God. Back to
you're the moon. I love that analogy for you. I can't believe you came up with such a beautiful analogy.
I'm the sun.
No, you're the moon.
No, I'm
sometimes you can't see you. You're kind of mystical in the back. Sometimes you're in the face.
Sometimes the clouds are in the way. I'm still shining. I'm still the sun. My job is to get up and shine. Yes, exactly.
It doesn't move. The sun is just there. It's like a statue. It's like just, it's like a fire. The moon, at least it moves a little.
No, I don't want to be the moon.
Why?
Because the moon have different phases. And
yes.
No.
Correct.
I don't want to be the moon.
Like, are you going to dye your hair soon?
Yeah.
Moon. You're going to refresh every 28 days. Every time hairdresser comes, new moon is coming.
No.
That's what I say.
No.
Not the moon.
I'm the sun.
You're the sun.
Hafiz was right. I'm
you
the
just
sun.
Sit there all
I'm
day.
Just
you do nothing.
I'm just going to be the
sun. Just sit there by yourself.
Yeah.
That's fine.
All right. On that note.
What else did you learn?
Those are the things I learned.
You learned two things.
What?
You do a good job of dragging things along. It's good. Yeah. We did a good job today.
Ew.
We did a good job today.
Yeah.
Hey, listen.
Who are you yelling at?
The people who watch all for free.
The people who are here are already subscribed.
No.
The people who watch the
These are the people that fell asleep.
Oh, my God.
Believe me, this wasn't that great an episode. They fell asleep. Wake up. Wake up. Hit subscribe. Go back to sleep. Wake up. There's no music today. Bye.
No, there isn't.
I can't always remind you that you're a musician.
I need a song. Give me a song.
Bruno Mars, the song about the man on the moon.
No, I don't want to be the man on the moon.
You're not the man on the moon. I'm the man on the moon. You're the moon.
I'm not the moon.
You're the moon. There's no song about a man on the sun.
I have a good song. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray.
Now undo the button and sing the rest.
You never know, dear, how much I love you.
Sing it with a lisp.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
Try it with a lisp. I want to see
it. No. Goodbye.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Lowe's knows you don't want to sacrifice reliability for savings. This July 4th, get up to 40% off select LG appliances and purchase two or three select major appliances to get an additional 10% off. Save big on LG, America's most reliable line of home appliances at Lowe's. Based on independent reliability surveys 2021 to 2024 and select major appliances as compared to competing manufacturers offering full appliance lines. See associate for more details. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Exclusions apply. Valid 6/18 through 7/9.